Good. So we're holding here and I'm going to raise Samach Gimel on these pages.
Mm-hmm.
So he's finishing up the first pshat. And the second pshat is not that dissimilar, but Dr. Pine is finishing the first pshat. Oma, ish chaba yirechoy, she mishtam shchabeim tomit klema, roim she din boretz on lusakoysoy. So he had just said before that there are two inyanim in Mishpat. There's been mechavin in Torah liber emes, and there's been mechavin in the Mishpat of liber emes. And therefore he says, ish chaba yirechoy, she mishtam shchabeim tomit klema, roim she din boretz on lusakoysoy. One thing is that din should be bor. So interesting, he adds this mipachat baleilos as a mila. In other words, a chura, the three things that we said before, you know, makes more sense. Actually, two of them. But al kaponim, the pachat ablelos doesn't seem to be an extreme, another maila. But I guess the pshat is pachat ablelos, the way the Goyen learns it, means they are on high alert. It's like a person who is very, very, he's tense. He's on high alert. So ish char bal yirechoy mipachat baleilos. So mipachat baleilos is not just telling me the reason why he has all these things because pachat baleilos. It's telling me that they are totally, they're on alert because of pachat baleilos. She neged an shechal v'yerlekim at she'emes sali betza. So these four milas that you have, an shechal yerlekim. So you have 4 miles of Ayonim, you have 4 miles of here also. Hard to see what the connection between each one is. That's Keneged, Chachom, Nevoinim, and Yeduim. Shevacha Moshe. So again, very, very hard to tell exactly what's one connect the other. And also the first pasuk, so the Shishin Gibarim Saviv La and Mi Gibar Yisrael, I understand. The Mitosa Shalash Lema is also just giving a location. So just like me, so in Parabah Lelos, I could understand it means they're ready because of that. The Mitosa Shalash Lema is the thing you're protecting. The Shishin Gibarim in the Saviv La and the Megibor Yisrael, so I would maybe even think about the following. Mitosa Shel Shlomo is not part of the 3 milas. I mean, he has it marked off as a 3. Maybe we could learn it differently. Mitosa Shlomo has Shishim Giborim, that's one inyan, that you have 60 strong people. Savivla, they're all around it. In other words, if the 60 were clumped in one side, that would be a defense. To have the 60 clumped around the 3 sides, around and around, is a mila. And mi gibor Yisrael, that these giborim are the giborim of Yisrael. I would think that that's maybe a better way of it, and makes more sense. The commas are his, not the goyim's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why, the way Rabbi explained on the pasuk that said he named Tosa Shlo Shleima, that it's inherently a mila because the mita, when you're not Isaac in something, the mita, you know, when a person's inactive, we're his mita, that's right, where he's there, right. That's the relationship. Wouldn't that be a mila that you could say is one of these milas?
But mitosa shlom is what you're trying to protect. These gibayim are protecting that mita. The mita is a mokam achibur, and the gibayim are protecting it. So now, the reason why these are that these three are connected, Chacham, Nevoinim, and Yeduim, those four Anshei Chayil, Yerelekim, Hashem, Asari Betza, I could have that also because Shishin Giborim Savivla Migibor Yisrael is more a description of something static. These people are the ones that are protecting it. And then those are activities that they're doing. In other words, we start with 60 Geboirim stationed Saviv, and now these Geboirim all have swords and they're all kind of ready to go and so on. So that's Keneged. So that makes sense. That's Ki'ilu static, parallel to static. And the Achuz Echerb, Lud Mechavish Chavir Echoy, is Keneged Yireel Akim, Anshe Emesoni Betza. Those are all more pa'ulas that they're doing. In other words, you take people Chacham Nevoinim and Yiduim are sort of more static. This is who they are. And they are all engaged in, they're all doing Yir Shemayim, they're all in She'emes, all Sani Betza. Those are pa'ulos, midos that they've worked on. So there is, it does fit better. You know, it does fit, but again, I don't know the very, very specific Nekudas, and that's much harder. But at least that these four fit these four, and these three fit these three much better, I think that I do have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is the end of the first pshat. The second pshat, he doesn't say that much different than the first pshat, but he elaborates more and gets into a little bit more. So in other words, it's saying that if you became an aura for a zar, you know, it's bad, and the person who does not like to do that, does not like to become an aura, is well off. So here he's talking about, so the Gemara dashes it, someone's the Katzar Halacha means he puts his neck out for Dvar Halacha, he takes a risk with Dvar Halacha. And what is it we're talking about? What does it mean someone takes a risk with Halacha? Bedainados Dina Lakame, Begama Halacha, Medame Milsa Milsa, Vieste Ravala Ezel Mishal. In other words, he has a Halacha to compare it to. But he also has the choice to ask it Rav, and he doesn't bother. So the etzim number he learns using the cheshbon that I just made, that the ayin of the Sanhedrin consists of 10 and 60. Avlovim gemar zu eich nilmat mizel mishesh li rav amdam milsel milsel bezeh ki omru chazal kol dayin shton din emes lamitoy because the toys is din lavog dim rumeh. So on the one hand, emes lamita means I can have the right psak din, I have the wrong case. If he's dan kefi the way he sees the circumstances emes, alina lamita shel Torah. So we have two possibilities of Ra happening. There's a Cherev al Tzavaroi, where the person loses his head because it wasn't done, it didn't return its emes. And then and the person loses, he gets Gehenim because he's not done Kefir Metzias. We explained last time, and his explanation here is not that far off, we'll see in a second, that you have the real Mahalach of Din as applying the Sheirish for the results. You need to be mechaber the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Metzias in the world. Either one of the two that's lacking is lacking. So if you're not going to have a Metzias that is, so if you're not going to have a clear attachment to the din, it's like a chayav going off the head. The head is keilu the sheirish, the din, that where it's emanating from. And if your halach is passing wrongly, it's not emanating from Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not emanating from the din, and so on. On the other hand, if it's going no place, in other words, where you've taken the din to is not lemaisa, that's not where it's supposed to go to, then ki'ilu you're standing gehenim, which is a mokum head. You're going to hear another. Ki yesh etzachayim v'gan eden. Etzachayim la'machzik meteirah, v'gan eden. So it says in the Pasuk, Deibishter made a Eitz HaChayim b'soich HaGan. The Eitz HaChayim was the most pneumistic in the food of the gun, and there was a gun all around. So the Eitz HaChayim is a Sheresh Pnimi of the gun, and it's what gives the life to the rest of the gun. So sometimes you have Lamashal. Just like you have a tree that grows with branches and so on, they have also, I forgot where it is in America, it's one tree that has thousands and thousands of acres of trees coming from that tree. It's the largest living organism in the world. So somewhere in America. And you have...
In Utah, is it like the white trees in Utah?
It's somewhere. It's one of those. It's one of those forests. You can probably Google it afterwards. It's one of those. It's like a whole forest of Etzim is one tree. It's a national landmark. And so here also, there's a certain the Gan Eden is an Eitz HaChayim, and it's mashpia on all the other trees. Vukesh Eitz HaChayim Gan Eden. Eitz HaChayim is achzikim teira. So the person's oisik in teira, that's Eitz HaChayim. The hemshich of it is Gan Eden, similar to like the point that we spoke about in the Ras Chaim. It's the Shreirish comes from Torah. Its application is the whole breadth of the Gan Eden, and therefore it says Kmeshkama Melech Mishpat Yavod Aras Ki Tomid O Yitzichem Yisrael Yeshneihem. So you always need the people that learn Torah and the people that apply Torah. So we have both of these are pillars of Klal Yisrael. One is the Eitz HaChayim that's yoinik, the etzem Torah from the Sheirish, and one applies it to the whole gun. Al imchas eshom enoisin kein ki im bitloi as oruch mes motafte gamilu malachuchan. That's gehenem fisha ene mayim mishpat to eretz huchan shibi gehenem veretz ayefase hefer gan eden. And gehenem is always the Maral speaks about gehenem always as a mokum of heder. In other words, Torah and that sheirish is always yesh. Will there be mitzias further out depends on whether or not he's mamsha from Torah outwards. And if he's not mamsha from Torah, it is not going to be mitzias all around. Now, I want to add one more point. He doesn't talk about it, but I think it's worth noting. If we're to ask ourselves, where was the Eitz Hadas positioned? In other words, Eitz Hadas was in competition with Eitz HaChayim. It was not in competition with the Gan Eden was competition. So that means as follows: eating from the Eitz Hadas did not automatically mean that the person would do averus. In other words, the real chet of Eitz Hadas versus Eitz Hachaim was to have the same picture of the world. In other words, these are Tariq mitzvahs and everything, but it's because I think it's right. It's me that decided it's right. If I can make a tzushtel, a pale tzushtel, but it's still a worthwhile tzushtel. When you had 200 years ago, a little more than 200 years ago, you started having the Akira Satayim of the reform movements. So the first Akira of the reform movement was they wanted to do away with mitzvahs. And they were very, very into whatever it is, doing mitzvahs that were more popular and doing away with mitzvahs that were less popular. And that was reform. Basically, reform, the etzem set out to be oikid mitzvahs and so on. What we call conservative, or any other name you want to, Shum de Islay, their movement started, we're keeping exactly everything that you do. The only nafgamina is that we're proclaiming that the reason why it works is because we understand that it's right. The big machlok that Shnafal Hirsch had, the people that are close to him, as Chaim Frankel or others, they kept fudging on this point. They said, Torah is very binding because it's an amazing thing. It's Chachmei Yisrael put it in this and that. And they were willing to go with everything, you know, not or maybe yes. Except the one point they had was that all the interpretation of the halachas and are really drabonis. In other words, Chachamim were misakin it, but Avada, it's wonderful and so on. So the real pagam starts over there. The people who just don't want to keep anything, don't keep anything. But the Eitz Hadas for Eitz Hachaim starts with on who's the father of what's right to do. And that really was in the Sheirish, that was the problem. So the cutting off the head is exactly what they wanted to do. And the truth is, once they cut off the head, so in the very beginning, conservative was Be'erech Doimet Be'ofera. Maybe one nafkamina, one not nafkamina. But as time went on, I mean, it all shriveled up and died. And I think that was the outcome of having the Eitz Hadas. What people did not want them was to eat the Eitz Hachaim also. In other words, mixing up the two and believing in a very deep level that I'm the sheirish of everything. And yet, keeping up the Mika from Kodesh is the worst thing possible. When you have that Kelayim, then you're perpetuating Sheker. So, LaMarshall, today nobody mistakes conservative for orthodoxy. It's a different world. But in the beginning, a lot of people said, you know, why are you quibbling over tiny? Shachar Hirsch, people felt he was fanatic about it. I mean, okay, he's saying that it's Musa traditional. He said, I want one statement from him, that it came from Sinai. If he says that, it's fine. And he refused to say it. He just didn't want to say that line. And once
who was this that didn't want to say?
Chaim Frankel, who was seen as the father of the conservative movement. But basically, that point they said that it's binding, it's muchrach, it's everything, every wonderful adjective they want to say, except that it's Mishinai.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ubazer, I want to tell you also the one of the reasons, even Zanazer, one of the reasons why there's a sort of aversion to learning Tanakh. That's one of the things that we ask ourselves, Tanakh is one, I mean, it's the Baruch Hashem through a Navi. Isn't that wonderful? And you have places that put a big emphasis on Tanakh. And yet there's a tremendous, tremendous reluctance from Talmud Yisrael to learn it. And I think the reason is as follows. And if you look at it, there is not much Torah Shebal Peh on Tanakh. There are very few Chazal, relatively speaking, very few Medrashim. So on Chumash, you have a wealth of Rishonim, and hard to move away from them. You have also a lot of Chazal, a lot of this. In Tanakh, you don't have it. So Tanakh lends itself to explaining it yourself. Text analysis and Kiyat Hashem HaTov Olav. When somebody sits and learns Torah Sheval Peh, he gets the sense that this is Misinai. You sit and you argue Ksubis or Basra or Mitzia. So your sense is this is all, the Torah Sheval Peh is all Misinai, and it's binding, it's what I have to learn. When you're focusing a lot on Torah Sheval Ksav and saying your own drushes on it, it gives you too much of a sense that the Torah Sheval Peh is an also Pirush. Chazal will, and in Tanakh it is like that. In Tanakh, we don't have that much Chazal in such an ikka way where we have it in Torah. So a person gets very quickly to the point where he turns that's his perspective on everything, which again is dangerous. So he learns Pshuto Shemikra, and this is what it says in the Pasuk. And of course, Chazal also dashed this, and of course, it's important, and of course, it's binding. But it's already not with the same tfisa that we have, that it's of it being Sina. I think that was a reason. Okay, the EM, he says, Remes ha'ate v'adova ha'yestalek. Okay, the imeina is yotar yitzchaim v'imkein adain tzoshi don dinam samit shatar v'emes ha'inu lach kadova ha'ativ or yestalek which comes up poiskim the ayin v'reya mehem no pashas mishpatim u'baze yuvan. Hagemara Rami Ksiv Bitzelek Tishpoit of Siv Tzelek Tirev Kambedimiruma. So Shepom Tzelek Tzelek Emes Lamita Canal Kambedina Shenimuruma Shen Sora Tamachas Tzelek. So it means you need one of the Tzelek is to be right to look into the din itself and see, am I being set up? It was a novel Labir Pasig Hagemara now. For who? Kimel Chomet Sor Beis Verm. Eitzo Gvura, Batsulayma, Shea Gibor Mezuyan. Vabez Leda Taxisim Muhammad, Kibitach Pula Tassim Muhammad. Van Kimel, so Shea Loy Kolkli Muhammad. You shall inform me Tsar the Shams Bechmehem. Im Hossa Arzakal Summer Muhammad, Chayab Misa. So, I'm not sure where the Kalahovin. So he says over here that one of the things is that you need to have different Achsisim Olchama. I think it goes on the Chazal. It says that every day the Yitzhak Shal Adam is Mischadish Olam. In other words, Yitzhahara has the ability to use many different Mahalchim. And therefore, in a struggle with Yitzhahara, you need to have many different mahalchim of being able to deal with it. It's never, Yisrael is not just do avers. Each time it comes with a certain arma. And b'meila, if a person doesn't have many oifanim of struggling with Yitzhar, a person is going to be nichshol. V'chein tzor lios nishom oit shalei kos li loket b'pesa pisim b'layla. So he's going to continue and speak about the halacha itself and how, you know, be careful about this halacha. But even in terms of Yitzhahara, these are all inyanim in the Mochamas Hayetzah. A person needs to understand what's right to do. He needs to understand how to implement it. He needs to know that there are different mahalchim, different oifanim. And the truth is, this is like sort of what the Bala Musa spoke about, that there are different mahalchim in how you approach it. It's in different ways. Sometimes you push hard. Sometimes you avoid the Yitzhahara. Sometimes you give yourself a reward. Whatever it is, there are different oifanim. And finally, a person needs to understand that there are times when he's not prepared. The Yitzhahara comes to a person when his defenses are down and when he's least prepared. And then you have the marshal for a person is gets drunk. Shichrus, it says, is oiser, yaldus oiser, nairus oiser. The things that a person lets his guard down. But he says that he tells it to Yonim of Din. And he says like this. So there are different mahalchim and so on. I want to discuss this in another dimension because this is really what the Gaon is hinting at. So what the Gaon said is true on a personal Yitzhahara level, and a person struggling with his own Yitzhahara, and all these things are true. But the Gaon tells it to Din and Mishpat and so on. So I want to understand the Gaon a little bit, what he's talking about. We have personal struggles with Yitzhahara. That's true. We also have struggle with Ra when it tries to take over when it tries to take over the world. If you take a look in the Nevi'im, there's a constant screaming and yelling at Nevi'im. That not being done din Yosim and Almana and so on and so forth. In the Kholiyus of an Ummah, Avil and Hamas are the bad in the Ummah. So we ask ourselves, so true, if everybody does Averis, it's not a good thing. But if you ask yourself, is this an Ummah that is a Rishah or Tzadikah? If there is Avil and Hamas, and so on, it's a bad Ummah. If there's Din and Mishpat and Tzedek, it's a good Ummah. You know, it's the main measure of an Ummah. You can say it simply because Bein Adam L'Chaveiro means Klal Yisrael is a Klal Yisrael because of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I'm not talking about Chesed, I'm talking about elementary Mishpat. So Ashru Chamoitz, Danu Din Emes, all of the things that the Navi yells about, that the people were corrupt, the Yonim were corrupt, the Shaftim, they weren't down to the Rasmana, it's talking about these Yonim specifically. So the framework of Fakhlaizel and Bikhlaizel are these dinim of who gets what and what belongs to whom. When Klaizel is done the Mislamitoi, the Pshat is Melech Mishpat Yamid Aretz. A Melech stells a vet the world with Mishpat. The Melech, more than anything else, his ability is to enforce the Mishpatim that the Dayan made, which means, well, how is this supposed to stand? This on this field, this on this field. supposed to pay for the damage he did? Was not supposed to pay for the damage he did. These are all stelling avec the yesodis of the physical yesodis of the world. And therefore, a dayan is standing with this task, and the world slash Yetzirah is trying to permission. If he doesn't have the din clear, doesn't have the mitzvahs clear, then he's making a big billboard over there. He's not showing a vector world being supposed to be. And therefore, there's a lot of things that are going on. So the is something that's very, very clear of what of Bezin. When you stop other people from doing averis like Kol Shabbos Kasher, whatever it is, it's a good thing. It's even mizak other people. It is, you know, Chazal are upset if you're not moicha. But it's not something that dushtal avek. It's a echetimtza. But when there's a din that's when you're being done if a shemishpat, that's as much as you get a shemishpat. Then you're the one that's telling effect. It's by your say so, by your action, that who gets what. And if you've fakrum it, even because of a lack of applying yourself enough or not understanding its use, certainly if you do it besotten because somebody broke the world, that's a terrible, terrible thing. That's something that's a chorm of the world and so on.
But this is all exclusive to Mishpat, right? Because I often find myself fascinated that you have Rabbanim in different towns, I guess different locations, who have varying degrees of competency. And you have people say things that are clearly wrong or you know, maybe somewhat misguided, and my own kapschus for these people was that if you wouldn't have a guy like this, then the people who are asking him would be even further gone. So when do we say there's a, you know, when do we say there's a threshold that these people should just be keeping their mouth shut, you know, and I guess, I don't know, you know, blood sugar, or when do we say that it's taka better that, you know, if they wouldn't be taking on this role, the people that they're involved with would be, you know, maybe even further gone.
You know, I don't know, but in my mind, this is really going to be, this is really, I think, one of the things that is going to create an issue. I mean, Lemaise, it used to be people in the small towns, relatively small towns, even a big town. If in a very big cities, towns were 30 families, 50 families, 100 families, few hundred families. That was huge. And then you had cities of thousands of people. In the small towns, the Rav ran everything, listened to the players, asking them, you know, pretty much, you know, he had a tremendous amount of authority. People listened to him, and that was that. Today, we don't have it. So first of all, you're creating a mahalach of where people don't have it. In a community itself, like let's say Gare, for instance, they probably have it where it's very tightly, you know, they have a real leverage. You don't be kicked out of community. It's unthinkable if you go to Bezin outside. But the regular person just runs around, does what he wants. But they didn't have any real power to start with. And I don't know, you know, it's tough. You used to be the Mashiach at the school when you have a Bezdin that people respect, like a Nissen Gralz's Bezdin. People feel very positive about it. They have excellent Dayanim who know what they're talking about. You know, whether they like it or not, people respect it. I mean, they don't have money. You know, but I don't know, like it's. A very, very difficult situation of pressure.
Because even not now, even for the past, I don't know, 1,000 years, whatever it was, I know the chinuch and the minchas chinuch by Hatias, by the mitzvah of Acher Rabbi Mahata, is always talks about that the Talmidei Chachamim have to be on par. You're not going to go with a rave of, you know, less competent group over a miut of a far superior you know,
right. group.
So I would imagine this has been always an issue that, you know, different people think of themselves as a, you know, certain level of competency, and they may be far from it. So I would imagine this has always been the case, but, you know, I guess I'm not really pinpointing. There's no real answer.
People never, there's a, Rav Soloveitchik brings a story. He talks about it, that he was, Rav Chaim Brisker once paskened that a cow of a butcher was treif. It was kind of hefsid. The butcher took it very graciously, didn't say a word. That. A few months later, he added in Torah about money, a lesser sum than the cow that Rav Chaim treif. And Rav Chaim passed against him. This person was furious, ran out and said terrible things at Rav Chaim. Kitsa Erev and Kippur, Rav Chaim decided to try to fight this person. So even though he didn't have no reason to, the other way around, but I think it took up salvation along with him, or one of his other children or grandchildren. And he came to this person, and said, I would like to be spious about it. You know, I'd like this Mechila, whatever. And the person said, Mechila Shmila. Where's the money, Rabbi? So when they left, Reb Chaim turned to him and said, take a look. This person was willing to forfeit a larger amount of money for when I trade this cow and made no issue about it. Now he's so, he's not willing to walk. Reb Chaim said the difference is the money that he forfeited on the cow was for Ribbono Shel Olam. The money he forfeited in Torah was the other person. There's a personal edge in it. Like, this other person bested me. And then it's, it's something that is so... I don't know, people ask me, okay, do I have to go in Torah? The answer is, you don't have to go in Torah. It's a halacha. But it's a sorry state. Now, it's a stroll, it's Eich Shehu, that Yonam are very professional. They've really learned for years, and they passed Bechinas. Two, the Dayanim are also, there's a system, there's Bote Dinim, things are written down. You know, actually, yeah, there's some element of something concrete. But in America, it's sad, It's hard to put it, but it's important to understand that mishpat let's another word to this. In halachas of Issei Beheter, it's all a get of a beer. So when you have a reliable fellow comes along and tells you this, you trust him. But what you're doing is you're being mevarer. A metzias, the milk fallen, the milk not fallen. In din, it says a pishnayim edim yokum dava. In other words, things get a metzias. the maral says a hezbo. Why didn't it wait him? The old kasha. One is believe in kol teri kula. If the Erecha tells me my cow is straight, if I believe him. If it tells me I owe the guy a dollar, it's not believed. So the morale says, when one person says something, the only thing that I can say about it is if I say I see Ruvain, all they can say about it is that I see Ruvain. It's my perception. It could be it's sure that's why I see it. It could be I'm hallucinating. Whatever it is, when two people see Ruvain, so the common denominator of the two people is that Reuven is standing there. It could be we both took marijuana, but then each one would need a teretz. It's the yokum dava. I create a metzias, a maimed a metzias when I have shnayim. But echshalo yapi shnayim in yokum dava means that there's a certain metzias that became established. That's what a dayan does when he passes. He creates the metzias. What is there? That's the metzias of the world. And it says, like, by Rashi says, if you pass in a bad din, then you're being matriach me to undo it, because the world has a certain way that it's existing. It's not going to exist any other way. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Just then, one more on this nekuda.
Yeah.
Is the Gaon saying, or is this idea of mipachad balelois to encourage people to have such a pachad not to paskin? Or are we saying that they need to still paskin, but have this pachad and go get
extra mile? Yes, the second one. You can't have a world where nobody's paskin. You need to paskin. But, you need to have this nekuda, correct?
Mm-hmm. So even if I'm scared stiff that whatever I'm going to do is wrong, it's not a p'tor to say, oh, I can't paskin. I just have to go out and say, okay, now I have to do it. Okay, fine.
Next week I have some function. We have to switch it for a different day or something. And I believe I'll check when the event is, but I'm pretty, it's in Baltimore, so I have to leave early. So we have to work out a different time next week, Mr.
Okay, fine. So I'll be in touch, I guess, Sunday, and we'll work out whatever, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a good week.
Call to my brother.